Then, if you think that marriage is expensive, try divorce. I agree. It's a no-brainer that we should have the right to marry. But I also think equally that it's a no-brainer that the institution of marriage should not exist. So that causes my brain some trouble. And part of it, why it causes me trouble, is because fighting for gay marriage generally involves lying about what we're going to do with marriage when we get there. You know, because we lie that the institution of marriage is not going to change. And that is a lie. The institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. And again, I don't think it should exist. I don't like taking part in creating fictions about my life. That's sort of not what I had in mind when I came out 30 years ago. You know, I have three kids who have five parents, more or less. And I don't see why they shouldn't have five parents legally. I don't see why we should choose two of those parents and make them into a sanctioned couple. And because between those five parents, we have two groups with two different citizenships.
You might need to take us through that. You might need to take us through that, because we're getting a bit confused.
It would take a long time. No, I have...
You got married in Massachusetts?
I got married in Massachusetts to my partner, who's Russian, my ex-partner. And by that time, we had two kids, one of whom was adopted and one of whom I gave birth to. We broke up a couple of years after that. And a couple of years after that, I met my new partner. And she has just had a baby. And that baby's biological father is my brother. My daughter's biological father is a man who lives in Russia. And my adopted son also considers him his father. So the five parents break down into two groups of three who have two different citizenships.
That's not very British.
And really, I would like to live in a legal system that is capable of reflecting that reality. And I don't think that's compatible with the institution of marriage.
Okay. Now, Dennis.